ultimately, you know, I'm striving to reach my natural greatness, right? Mm. And I've always felt that the fastest way for me to be great is to help others be great.
Somebody say, oh yeah!
What's up?
You're better than Oprah.
Come on, y'all.
This is Sean T, and it's time to trust and believe.
Yo, so today on Trust and Believe, I'm so excited. We have the CEO of Strong Coffee, Adam Von Rothfelder. And man, you've done a lot. I know you're the CEO of this amazing coffee, and we're gonna get to that. But you also are maybe a personal trainer to the stars, CEOs. You've been on a reality show that really empowered people to be as strong as they feel internally in terms of physicality and their mind. And, you know, it's so funny because I can introduce you in whatever way I want, but it really comes down to the backstory and how you got there and how you got to where you are today. I think people are going to be so inspired and motivated. So with that said, I'm going to actually look at my camera and be like, get out your notepad because you're home right now and I need you to take notes on anything that inspires and motivates you from Adam. Yo, man, can you start from the beginning? Because I need to be inspired today, too. So let me have it.
Yeah, man. All right. So, you know, I think that the Homer's Odyssey and the idea of the hero's journey couldn't be more true in, you know, my story. At the age of 22, I was abruptly awoken up by a phone call from my sister, and she had just this awful news. And my brother, who at the time was 35 years old, died of a drug overdose. And, you know, that may not have been where the story began, but that was the inciting incident that invoked something in me, that awoke something in me, that invoked a certain action, in which I realized at that moment how short life can be. And I became really interested in the idea of time, and I had this kind of, at this moment, this thing happened, and it was unexplainable until one day I was talking to a friend of mine about 13 years later. It took that long to describe it, as a shot clock in the corner of my eye started counting down, like something in basketball, right? Something in a sport. And although I couldn't make out the time, I knew that it was moving and that it was going down, and I had no idea what the time was, right? And I just knew that every time I had the ball, I had to like shoot it, right? I had to take this opportunity. That's really what happened, you know? So at 22, my brother dies of a drug overdose. I hear an ad on the radio on my way to go see his body. You know, coincidentally, he died in my bed. I was staying at my girlfriend's. He just moved in with my parents again and was, you know, living in, you know, my, you know, bedroom that I used from time to time. And it was, you know, he just got out of rehab. And I heard an ad on the radio, and it was for the Milwaukee's Toughest Man. And at the time, you know, the Rumble, those Tough Man competitions were really popular. You saw them on the TV, and like celebrities got into it, beating each other up with the yellow boxing gloves. And I mean, they're not like big, they're like regular size training gloves, you know, and headgear and just walloping people, right? Like swinging for the fences. And I went to that Harley-Davidson dealership upon being denied seeing my brother's body because, you know, technically it was a crime scene because it was an overdose, and they were like, so they're, you know, and that, you know, a whole other bag of worms. I never even got to see him, you know, before he was cremated, you know, like a certain amount of, you know, lack of closure.
Right.
That kind of like put me in a tailspin that I somehow controlled to go in a very positive direction. And it started with me signing up for that fight. 2 weeks later, I fought and I did pretty damn well. And well enough for a local, celebrity fighter, Horace, the Real Deal Kraft. You know, he was like a, at the time, 48 African American, retired cop, you know, was a big deal, like in his 20s, like fought like major, you know, fighters, was like, you got skill and you got a lot of anger. Like, let me help you with this. And I started working with him. And a year later, I fought that tournament again and I won it. And I fought 4 fights in one night and knocked out 3 people. And I knocked out what had been somebody who actually wasn't honest on his fight application. He actually had over 14 MMA fights. He wasn't an amateur. And I knocked him out in the first or second round. I can't even remember.
Can I ask you a question real quick? Because this is really interesting to me. The mindset of someone who wants to pursue, whether it's a short career or a long career in MMA, is so crazy to me. Now, I'll give you a little caveat. I like watching it, which is really crazy. But at the same time, I'm like, why would someone even do that? Because I'm such, in my mind, you know, I'm such like a loving person. I'm like, I don't want to fight. But then at the same time, I think it's entertaining. But what is the mindset of someone that says, you know, I want to actually do 1 fight, 3 fights, have a mini career, have a major career? What's the mindset you have to enter the ring?
Not right.
Interesting.
You got to be not right in some way. Like, I never met a fighter who was right. You know, like, they always had something that they were fighting. And, you know, ultimately, I connected with it because there was a certain type of brotherhood in the training and the camaraderie you get, right? You're working with 12, 14 people that become some of your closest friends and people that, like, you have a non-vocal, empathetic relationship with, right? Like, they got issues and you got issues, and usually you're taking them out on each other. And in a conductive and skillful manner, right?
Which is the interesting thing, because, you know, you hit on something that's really interesting. You said, like, they're not right. Like, there's something not right. And, you know, as a
and
person
that's not
really,
wrong. That's not
it's
wrong.
Not wrong. Right. But as a person who, you know, I look to see, I've been through my own struggles and I look to see where people are struggling. You can kind of see, wow, like someone, this person could be battling something. But to me, it's the dichotomy of, yes, they're battling something, but they go into the ring and there's a certain amount of respect and rule following that happens so that you stay within a zone of respecting the other person while being aggressive, which I think is incredibly cool, if you would say.
Yeah, I mean, it's other people see fighting, I see chess, right? Like, context, you know, I've gotten more hurt playing soccer or basketball or track competitively than I did in fighting. I got the more serious injuries in fighting, but that was only because of my exposure rate to it, right?
Correct.
Every day, 4 hours a day, fighting at a professional level, you know? And I mean, at the time, you know, in my backstory, you know, I didn't know that what I was ultimately doing was feeling something, right? Like, I lost my brother. I wasn't sad. I mean, I was upset. Right. I just all of a sudden didn't feel really. Right. And I took a very strong position in my family when my brother died, that like I read the eulogy, you know, like I did certain things. You know, I originally fought because, like, my brother's family didn't have money. And I'm like, yo, I'm going to donate the purse when I win. And I was, like, 1 fight away from winning. You know, and the next year I won it. And I did, you know, do such that with the money. I was like, here you go. You know, and so I think, like, you know, when I look back at it, I was ultimately wanting to feel something and exchange pain with somebody, because like nobody asked me like how I was doing. You know, my mom was destroyed, my sisters were destroyed, my dad was devastated, right? Like nobody's asking me how I was doing. So I was dealing with it by myself. You know, and the way I was dealing with it was taking like my fitness from, you know, being, you know, a collegiate soccer player who wanted to be in shape to, you know, like playing with bodybuilding to saying like, fuck it, I'm going to be an MMA fighter. And I just went all in, you know, 4 hours a day. I eventually, you know, at the time I was training. So it's like, I'm training and I'm working up, I'm fighting. And
life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters, May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
And at the time, you know, went through a job as a trainer. I went through a job at a foundry, and then I got my electrical apprenticeship. And I went through a full electrical apprenticeship up until my fifth year, where I got laid off in 2008. And I said, fuck it. I went all in on fighting. I took that unemployment check. I took that extra like money from Obama for like the 18-month time span that I knew, and I said, yo, this is dream money right here. Like, fuck everything that you think is important. The one thing that's important right now is your dreams, and just go. And Yes. And I moved to California. You know, I did a lot of things. You know, I got close. I got, you know, I signed a deal. 12 hours later, I got hurt. A week later, the UFC bought that league. All the fighters' deals were, you know, eradicated, right? They like kept like 4 or 5 fighters from the league. So I definitely knew I wasn't going to be one. I never even fought. Like I got hurt. You know, I mean, it was just, you know, it just wasn't my thing. It wasn't my time. And when I got hurt, it was like 5 years after my brother died. And I had a very interesting realization. I was like, holy shit, like you were doing all this to cope with yourself. And I learned a lot about like the human body trying to be better than other people and catch up with everybody that had so many more years. And ultimately I found myself being a trainer again in Hollywood, you know, like sitting at Pulse Studios with Mark Harari and training group fitness classes. And, you know, it like taught me again what was important when I was like, had my physical abilities taken away. I was like, the whole reason that you like did this is because you were in physical shape to like be able to express yourself like emotionally, and now you can help other people do the same thing.
I think what's so cool just hearing your story a little bit is we have so many similarities. Like one is moving to California, teaching fitness, types of group fitness. Your body is the thing that's like propelling you forward. And then you find yourself in a studio motivating people. And all while you're doing that, you're also processing everything that's happened to you in the past. And I would imagine the other similarity we have is never losing sight on, number one, your true self, the core values. And the second thing is knowing, and maybe, and this is where I think this is more of a question, but because I'm hearing your internal mental strength, I should say, knowing that I'm doing this for a bigger cause. Like there has to be something beyond this. You know what I'm saying? So I would love to know, like, what was that kind of next step where you're like, I had this crazy foundation that I built into what is a sustainable foundation and great things happening. And what strength did you gain from like everything you just told me you have been through, from your brother passing away, to fighting, to moving, to getting, you know, to getting hurt? You know, what was that next thing that you were like, yo, this is why it was all worth it?
Oh, man. Well, you know, one thing that I took from fighting that was really important was I had this like certain belief in myself and anybody around me, right? I always took the lead on being like the guy that was going to get us all the biggest deals in the world, right? Like I was like very like, yo, like you were, I would pitch my buddies like what their stories were based on what I knew from them and what companies we were going to go for to like get them the right names on their shorts to get us to like where we wanted to be. Right. And there, it was really interesting because I had a great opportunity to, you know, do that for some big fighters and I was successful. So I kind of always saw myself in this ability to sell, but I didn't like selling. And then I realized that I liked marketing because of creativity. And, you know, ultimately from these experiences, you know, that I had that, you know, when I went to LA, you know, I did the thing, like I got the auditions, I got the, you know, I did an ab commercial for the Ab Rocket. You know, like, you know, I did this quintessential LA fitness stuff, and I got a call that my dad was diagnosed with leukemia. Mm. Right? Like, so all of a sudden it went from being like, you know, like wherever I want to be to like going right back home to Milwaukee. And had I not gone through this like massive loop in this journey and learned these things, I wouldn't have met my wife when I got back to Milwaukee, right? Like I wouldn't have been in the right place had I not had those experiences, because, you know, men all too often are not mature enough, and I was barely mature enough to be with somebody who was 8 years younger than me. You know, in the sense of like, right? Like just it all kind of working out timing wise. And I was in the right place at the right time. Like I met her because I was a doorman restarting my life over. You know, I didn't want to go back. I believe in like not going back to the things you did, really. Like, you know, and I very quickly as a doorman kind of got, you know, like people in the city knew who I was, and I had a gym open 6 months later.
And you were a doorman for what?
I was a doorman at a nightclub bar, like very high end. Like, you know, somebody'd be like, go get me a pack of cigarettes. I'd walk two stores down. They'd give me $100 and say, keep the change, you know? And it was,
yeah,
you know, and that was, she was the hostess and I was the doorman. You know, I was 230 pounds, 5'11". I had a, you know, maybe 7% body fat. I had a mohawk. Like just that, not.
In other words, I would have been scared.
Not one that I spiked. I just kind of like let it like lay, you know. I wore like a skull mask very randomly. I mean, I literally just got done fighting. You know, I was a weird dude, and I, you know, I embraced my weirdness, and my wife loved it, and you know, I started a gym, and ultimately, all that experience in marketing like taught me how to be an entrepreneur. And being an entrepreneur gave me the greatest ability to help people, because it gave me the ability to, you know, be authentic and be myself. And because of my life experiences, I was able to help people in such vast age groups, from like the young problems to the old problems. Like somebody who's like 55 and they're just going through losing their sibling, or they're just going through losing their parent. Been there, done that. You know, like career change, been there, done that. You know, I had a pension, 401k, you know, $42 an hour, master electrician. You know, it's like, I went through all those things. You know, you sought out your dreams and failed, been there, done that. You know, like, let's talk about these things. And it was cool because I connected with so many amazing people that made me better people, made me that much better of a person because of it.
You know, you were saying how you opened a gym, would you say 6 months later? You know, obviously your connections, your commitment and all these things obviously helped that. But before we get into, because I have a lot of questions for you, a few questions, I won't say a lot, because
I could
have you here for hours. But what are three things you learned before you actually became a successful entrepreneur, because we're leading in that direction, that you think people out there right now who are wanting to grow their own business, start their own something or other, could actually could do, or things that they should experience before they, you know, go down that road? Like three major things that happened before you became successful.
Three major things that somebody should experience. This reminds me of a conversation I had with a rock star about American Idol and how, like, this young girl was winning, and she's like, she hasn't smoked enough cigarettes, had her heart broken, or I can't remember what the third one was, but he was just like, that's why I can't listen to her. I think that every entrepreneur needs to have experienced, significant loss, like, in some sense, right? Like, a deep struggle, right? Because being an entrepreneur is not easy, right? Like, I've had jobs. Those were easy. So, know where your paycheck's coming as long as you show up to work. I think step two is be disciplined. Say to yourself three things that you're going to do for the next 3 months, and have them be three things that you said you've wanted to do but have not done yet, and find yourself doing those three things 3 months later. And if you have, it's like keeping a dog alive. Maybe it's time, or a pet, you know, a plant alive. Maybe it's time to get a dog.
It's kind of like carrying the egg in elementary school.
Right, exactly.
Don't drop the egg.
Yeah, don't drop the egg. Just don't drop the egg. Number three, be really good at failing, because there is no overnight success. You just see failure after failure, effort after effort, effort after effort. And then you see the person getting the trophy or the $200 million check from a VC fund that wants to buy their company out. You didn't see the 11 years before they blew up. Like, take your favorite company and look up when they were actually established. And be like, holy shit. Check. Got it. You know?
Yes.
That photo of Bezos sitting in that shitty room with a paper banner that said Amazon, he was already worth like tens of millions of dollars already. Right? Or that's how much Amazon was making, but he still had a shitty ass office. So, I mean, like, be ready.
I love it. All right, listen, we're going to take a quick commercial break. But when we come back, Adam is going to go into a few things. One, how he built this amazing coffee that I must say is absolutely incredible. A little more about his Strong, the TV show that he was on, and what the Strong actually mean. We'll be right back.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
As you all know, we are going through a really tough time in the world right now. And one of the things that I know I can count on is my online communities to help bring me peace of mind, some internal joy, and just some support when I just feel like I'm alone. Yes, me, Sean T. Sometimes I need emotional, physical, and virtual support as well. And that's why I really want to offer you guys 25% off to a yearly membership to my Safe Space. It's a great community of people that are always there to help lift you up. And I like to call it the most positive space in social media land. But with that said, I want to give you 25% off because I know there's a lot that you are going through and there's a lot that you need to express. And I want to be a pillar of support for you. We have monthly webinars. We have really great, intense conversations. We have really great motivational posts that help keep you on track. And most importantly, like I said, you don't feel like you're alone. So go to shauntifitness.com/safespace, put in the code TRUST, and you'll get 25% off. There's a lot of other fun things that happens in the safe space, but first and foremost, I want you to get in, get acquainted with everyone, do one of the free courses so that you can open your mind and really continue to transform your life even while we're going through something that's really challenging at the moment. I always trust and believe in you, but more importantly, I want you to get trust into your soul so that you can trust and believe in who you are. I'll see you in the safe space.
All right, Adam, I have three things left that's really important. One, tell me about the TV show Strong, and what was your experience like on that? Like the good, the bad, the ugly, the challenges, the lessons, like give it to me.
Okay, so, you know, being on Strong was an incredible opportunity. I, for 5 years, when I originally been in LA, for about 5 years after, I was called to be on The Biggest Loser. And as a trainer, and every year they kept passing on me, but every year they kept calling me. And then year seven, they missed me on a year, and I was like, oh, thank God, like it didn't happen this year for me, you know, like I was kind of like blessed, but at the same time, like kind of like bummed, like a little FOMO. And
yeah,
and then, but it was such a hassle doing all the videos and the phone calls, and it wasn't my focus. So to all of a sudden get like have that assignment thrown into my face when I was running in a successful gym was tough. So I got the call and they're like, no, you got it. They're like, no, nothing. They're like, they want you.
Like no audition tape, no, none of that.
It was one tape. And then I showed up to LA. I took a psychological review, sat in a hotel room for like 2-3 days. Took a bunch of psychological tests, physical tests, drug tests, blood tests, yada, yada, yada. And then did like an interview. The whole time I was interviewed though, I felt like I was in, you know, so I was just so loose and confident.
Yeah.
You know, they're like, why do you not have shoes on? I'm like, 'cause I don't wear fucking shoes when I work out. And I'm like, this guy over here. And they all like turn around and look at the guy, and it's like one of the producers. I had no idea who it was. He was like, can you put some shoes on so you look more fitnessy? And I'm like, I thought we're on a fucking fitness show that you guys are looking for unique individuals. I'm like, I don't wear shoes.
You know? You're like, and who the hell are you? Like,
yeah. And they're just like, who's this guy? I was really fortunate that I was adapt to skill variance. And I had an ability to compete at a really high level. That ability to compete at a very high level put a target on my back, you know, like starting very early off.
I was going to say immediately.
Immediately. So I quickly got like the rep of like the bad boy of fitness. But the ratings loved it. It was funny, man. Like it was reality TV. Like it is what you think it is. And the way I explained it the best was like, I was just being myself, and people didn't like that they weren't winning. People didn't like that they weren't controlling the situation. And these are all type A people. And you know what's funny? I couldn't have been paired with a better partner. Like CeCe had my back. It was amazing having somebody like CeCe who had my back and who understood like just my raw sense of personality.
All right, yo. I need to get into something.
Okay.
So there's two more things. One, what does the word strong really mean? But don't answer that yet, because I think that's going to be a powerful thing for people to hear at the end of this, because it'll bring everything together and what you've been talking about so far. But this morning, dude, all right, I got to tell you this. So this morning, right, this morning.
Oh,
my kid, now when I say morning, I don't mean 6 a.m. When I say morning, I mean 2:43 in the morning. My kid is like yelling, I need to change my diaper. I need to change my diaper. I need to change my diaper. And I'm like, all right, maybe he'll go back to sleep because I'm tired as fuck. Yo, like I'm so goddamn tired. Right? So I'm like, and I'm fighting it. I'm thinking he's going to go back to sleep. Doesn't go back to sleep. So I end up going in there, changing his diaper. He was soaked. So I'm like, glad I went in there. But you know. So I go lay down. It's like 3:15, 3:20. I'm like, all right. Literally probably like an hour and a half later, they're both up. They're twins. They both wake up and they're like playing around like it's middle of the afternoon. And Scott, my husband, gets up. He goes in there. Thank God. But I'm still like kind of awake and I'm exhausted as fuck. So then I wake up and I'm thinking it's like 7. It's still only 6:20. And then I try to go back to sleep. Scott's alarm goes off at 7 o'clock. I'm like, damn. I'm just like, so basically between the hours of 2:40 and 7, I probably like had a solid 45 minutes of sleep. So I get up. I go downstairs and I'm like, yo. This motherfucking Adam said this coffee, this strong coffee is the shit. So I'm like, this is exactly what's on my mind. And I actually filmed myself drinking this coffee this morning, the whole process actually. I'll send it to you. But I'm like, this coffee better be strong, whatever. So anyway, so I texted my team and I'm like, yo, I just drank this coffee. I was like, first of all, this is good. They're like, oh my God, did it give you energy? I was like, if I'm amped on a call, do you know it worked? If I'm still falling asleep, then Adam is some bullshit, right? I'm just like, I'm so tired. Anyway, needless to say, I get on a call and it's not that I'm like, obviously, it's not that I forgot that I've been up since 2:40, but my mental clarity was on another level. I literally hate calls that go more than 45 minutes. Not only did two of our teammates leave the call, but I kept two more on there and I'm like ideating. I have this idea. And I'm like, what the fuck just happened? I'm like, I'm supposed to be tired. Anyway, I say all that to say, you know, that is a plug to how amazing the coffee is. So like, tell me how it came about. Tell me how you designed this, the ingredients in this coffee, at least to make me feel good and everyone else feel good. Like, shoot, go.
Yeah. So where it all actually originally started was I was making coffee at home. I'd take a bunch of ingredients that I would buy at like a grocery store, like a supplement store that I knew that had like all these raw powders, right? And I started doing that back in like 2011. And when my dad was diagnosed with leukemia, I put some of it in packaging, in like bags. And I was like, take like 2 scoops of this and put it in your coffee. And it was like a way to get him like more nutrients. He just wasn't eating a lot, but he was still drinking coffee. And I was worried that like he wasn't getting enough protein and healthy fats, you know, because he was going through like chemo. And so that kind of like escalated quickly into me trying to package. And I didn't have the time to put into it. You know, I just had a kid, my first kid. You know, I now have... My kids are 5 and 6, but I just had my first kid. And so that was where it all kind of originally formed in my mind. Well, fast forward to 19 months ago, I was training like, you know, I had the legend client list. You know, it was just like these entrepreneurs that are worth like $1 billion and like the biggest names in the NFL and NBA, like people I like looked up to in high school and you know, in early, you know, in my 20s. And I'm training these people and they're all just drinking the best of the best, you know, this and that. And I'm seeing them constantly with multiple different things, pills, drinks. And like so many of them not like focused on the negative effects of like the thing that they're putting in, like the shuttle, or like they're not thinking of like the whole picture. And I saw this and I kind of just saw like a big inconvenience, like a cup of coffee and like a protein shaker, or you know, a cup of coffee and a protein bar. Like there was like all these like kind of like things that I just saw because I was around these people. So my goal was to take a, you know, the number one selling product at, you know, the largest coffee, you know, establishments in the world and create an extremely healthy variation of it, of a latte that focused on not only making, putting, you know, great ingredients in it like proteins and healthy fats, but focusing on the negative side effects that coffee can have and making good on the promise that coffee has actually made. I jokingly say that coffee wishes it was strong coffee, right? Like all coffee wishes it was born by strong coffee company, because coffee for so long by like Harvard, Yale, Stanford, you know, other coffee companies, they've promoted how the polyphenols or antioxidants that are inside of coffee increase cognitive function. And that's like not, it's very limited, right? Caffeine gives you energy, but you're robbing from Peter to pay Paul, right? So if you're taking in caffeine, you're depleting your body of magnesium and electrolytes, right? So we put electrolytes and minerals inside of strong coffee, right? So that was like one thing that we looked at. When you drink coffee, it can induce anxiety because of increased heart rate. It can also increase cortisol response when you're not eating. So if you drink coffee on an empty stomach and you're not taking in nutrients and you're not paying attention to the fact that you're further dehydrating yourself, you're going to cause, you know, cortisol issues. You're also going to cause insulin spikes, which can cause you to want to eat more, actually, right? And so if you just kind of take care of basic human needs, getting healthy fats that are fast absorbing, almost instantly digestible, right? MCT oil, collagen, which is a very small particle size of protein that rapidly absorbs into the body, is great for the gut lining, along with MCT oil, great for the brain, great for the skin. I mean, collagen literally makes up 99.9% of all the tissue in our body, right? I mean, that is what collagen makes up. It's crazy. It runs throughout our entire myofascial structure. And beyond the age of 40, we stop producing it at like drastic amounts per like X years. So collagen is ultimately essential for people, you know, over the age of like 40. Great to be drinking. Right. I'm almost there too. Right. You know, so it's my birthday this month and I'm getting close. I'm getting very close.
When's your birthday?
April 28th.
You're a Taurus, my man. Yes.
So,
yes.
So when I looked at, you know, the nutrition that we needed to make sure that we're not having that cortisol spike, that insulin issue, we're not developing that crash, we're suspending the caffeine with fats that's going to help slowly release it naturally. And then we pair it with amino acids that help with the production of serotonin. So what this means is that we actually make your brain produce more serotonin, which makes you happier, more creative, more talkative, greater willpower, right? Things like that. We potentiate it then with caffeine, right? We give you the energy, but we don't rob from your system because we put electrolytes and minerals in there and the nutrition to back up that power. I'm not saying go to school without breakfast. I'm saying here's your breakfast, now go to school.
Right.
Right? And I think that the secret ingredient in the end is something called Neurofactor. And this is the making good on the promise that coffee has made. So we all talk about our brain, our body health, right? We all talk about motivation and we all talk, but we talk about emotional health. A lot of people talk about their fucking feelings. Nobody talks about their actual brain health. Like, how healthy is your brain? Meaning, how high is your BDNF? Brain-derived neurotrophic factors. So your brain-derived neurotrophic factors are a direct relationship to to neurological health. The reason that we, as humans, lose the use of our brain through dementia, neurodegenerative diseases, Alzheimer's, those things are directly related to low amounts of BDNF, which, when you look at what increases BDNF, exercise, healthy eating, positive lifestyle, like those things all have incredible feedback. But the strongest plant in the world with the richest source of polyphenols to increase BDNF exists in one drink, and it's called Strong Coffee, right? It's called Morning Fix and Daybreaker. It's our Strong Coffee Company flagship products. And it's called Neurofactor. And you can look up Neurofactor. There are, you know, there are other, you know, I believe in sharing common health, common wealth, right? Like, there are other companies that are putting Neurofactor into products. When I look at the products, they don't fit the direct relationship behind what we need in the morning and the fact that we're already consuming coffee. Like, you had no problem upgrading your phone. Like, you went from a flip phone to this like weird colored looking phone to then like this iPhone, right? New charger. You ask somebody to switch up their coffee and take something that's that much more intelligent, you know, it's like, it's a little bit of a give and take. The minute people try our product though, it's crazy. Like, nobody, it's amazing how many people come back and rebuy it. And like, it's a small business, you know, it's me, my wife, and my best friend. You know, like, we run it, we sling a lot of coffee, and we're really proud of it.
Well, I will say, and I don't say these kind of things lightly, but obviously it's funny because what I described to you, my experience this morning, was before I even interviewed and asked you. I actually didn't want to do much research on the coffee because I wanted to see what my experience was drinking it, you know, without knowing. And so I am a testimonial that everything you said that the coffee does, actually, just in one drink, it's just like really elevated my brain function and just my clarity. I think that was, it was more than just, like I'm awake, like I have my cup of coffee. I mean, you know, having clarity is so important. So, Adam, what does Strong actually
mean? Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
The strong and strong coffee means striving to reach one's natural greatness.
And where did that come from?
I wanted it to mean something else. You know, I, you know, one of the hardest things to do is to go from like a, you know, one of the hardest things for me, and I've done a lot of hard things, has been gone to go from somebody who everybody sees as physically strong to be, you know, and like, that's my place, to growing as like a human, as an entrepreneur and everything. And I'm ultimately, you know, I'm striving to reach my natural greatness, right? Mm. And I've always felt that the fastest way for me to be great is to help others be great, right? Like, that's like what greatness is like born on, is like, you know, and like, Yoda's great because he helped Luke Skywalker. Like, if Yoda said, fuck you, Luke, when Luke came to talk to Yoda, we all would have been like, Yoda's a dick. Right?
You are crazy. I love it.
But he's a legend, and that's, you know, and I wanna do the same, you know, and I wanna create a legacy for my kids that, you know, that they're proud of. And, you know, I try to do a lot of good with Strong Coffee. You know, with this COVID thing, I had an artist design a mug that made it look like when you put the mug to your face that there's a mask on it.
It's cool.
And, you know, and we're donating 100% of the profits of that, you know, and it's not a plug to sell more mugs. Like, I'm not trying to sell mugs. I'm trying to, my sisters are nurses, you know? So it's like, I was going to be a nurse, you know, like I'd be sitting in a hospital right now, like wearing a mask, recycling a mask, you know, that's bullshit. You know, we gotta do what we can. And ultimately what good is being strong if you can't like lift those up around you?
I love that. Speaking of lifting up, you know, this podcast, as you know, is called Trust and Believe. And I would love to have you, you know, speak to my audience and let them know or have them understand what Trust and Believe means to you and how can they take that and apply it to their own lives.
You have to have trust in yourself and you have to have trust in the people around you. I think that you're the sum of the people around you. And if you trust yourself and you trust in them, then believe that what you want to happen will happen, right? You just got to be focused. Don't be wishy-washy. A lot of people are wishy-washy. You know, you'll have a lot of, I may use this analogy that basketball player, you know, Joe Common basketball player says, I want to make it to the NBA. Well, he makes it to the NBA and then, you know, like where do you go from there? Like true legends like Kobe Bryant and LeBron James were like, I'm going to get 7 rings, 3 MVPs, 2, you know, like, so specific in their belief. So
yeah, I tell people, you know, continue to run through the finish line, because it's one thing to achieve something, but it's another thing to continue after you achieve it and, you know, apply those lessons that you learned along the way to continue to press forward. And obviously to do what you're doing is to help be of service to other people. Adam, thank you so much, man.
Thank you, man.
I'm amped. I'm inspired. I got to go back to my kids. Like, you got to go back to your kids. I'm going to have you a day breaker it's right now 1:52 in the afternoon.
Oh, shit. Sean T's going to be doing Insanity at midnight.
Hell yeah. I would love to one day, once the COVID quarantine is over, we have to meet up. We have to get in a workout.
Let's do it.
Do something like super fun. I have not tried to getting dressed kind of upside down. You know, I haven't tried that yet.
Do it, man. Do it.
I'm bottom heavy. This booty and these thighs.
Oh, man. Me too, brother. Me too. I'm thick in the hips. Well, actually more in the ass. I got no hips. I got no hips. I just got ass and legs.
Cool, man. Well, take care of yourself and your family, and hopefully one day, man, we definitely link up and hang out over a cup of coffee and a workout.
Bitchin', man. Sounds fantastic, dude.
Cool. Take care of yourself. Thank you, man.
Stay strong.
All right.
Bye.
All right, have a good one.
This week's Trust and Believe podcast review comes from Wendy H. Wendy says, I love it when you talk to us like this, Sean. I always look forward to listening to this podcast. This kind of straightforward, kind, real broadcast is really helpful when it comes to motivating myself in so many different ways. I can always count on an energizing message from you and your people. Thank you for putting your talents out into this crazy world. Thanks so much for the awesome review, Wendy. If you would like your message to be featured on our weekly listener highlights, be sure to rate and leave a review on the Trust and Believe podcast with Sean T on Apple Podcasts. Can't wait to hear from you.